Hey, everybody, it's Ben and Rob. We're your hosts from Rise.TV, bringing you the answers that will leave you on the edge of wonder. Did you see the latest Elon Musk tweets about how to make peace between Ukraine and Russia? With the news constantly convincing us that nuclear war is just a push of a button away, Elon is positioning himself as the real-life Tony Stark who will use technology to avoid it all.
Yeah. But the question remains, does Elon have the robots or the technology to stop World War III and change the future? So join Edge of Wonder tonight as we dive into the unfolding story, all culminating in a Rise.TV exclusive conversation about transhumanism and Biden's new executive order and why Moderna was trending today. Plus a live Q&A. And so let's get started. So we'll see you out
on the edge. Well, hey, before we get started, if you're listening to the Edge of Wonder podcast here, please leave us a 5-star rating and review and help us reach even more people. Thank you, guys. How you doing, Ben?
Pretty good. How are you, Rob?
Good. I mean, it's good to see you still surviving, you know, all the wreckage of Florida right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Everyone's like sending me all kinds of like updates on what's going on. I just kind of want to get back just so I can like start talking to people in the communities and really find out firsthand what is going on from, you know, kind of seeing it myself from what the media is saying and all the craziness that's happening. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then we got Biden in Puerto Rico.
Doing what?
I don't know. He says he's like Puerto Rican or something. We'll talk about that here. Actually, why don't we just show that? Because it is just so ridiculous. Lindsay, can you?
It would be a good way to start the show.
This is a good way. Biden says he was okay. So he said he was raised in the Puerto Rican community, whatever the heck that means.
And so I was sort of raised in the Puerto Rican community at home, politically.
And so politically?
What? Time, both for business and pleasure, since you're part of the Third Circuit Court. And so I was sort of raised in the
Puerto Rican. What does that mean?
Home. I have no idea.
Want to help me here? I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't know. And then like all, I mean, okay, granted, it's good that, you know, he's there and Puerto Rico got hit, you know, but I looked on his Twitter thing and he hasn't said anything about Florida. And the media was like criticizing Ron DeSantis for being at one of this, like this restaurant called Two Meatballs in Cape Coral eating meatballs. And everyone's like, the media is like, oh, look at him. He's like eating food, not doing work. And it's like, dude, he's at the epicenter of where everything is going on.
Didn't even go to Florida. You know what's crazy about this, though? I mean, really, think about it. Like, politically speaking, to set yourself up for 2024, what's the smartest thing you could have done? Oh, go down to Florida and show support. Right?
Yeah. I mean, I guess he's coming tomorrow after his trip to...
Yeah, but...
You know.
Like, but 7 days later...
7 days later, the excuse was that it was too dangerous to fly in, and so they needed to wait. That was the excuse. And then they were like, we'll go to Puerto Rico first, then we'll go to Florida. And it's like, dude, Ron DeSantis has been in Fort Myers and Cape Coral since all
you
of this.
You know what I think? Great photo here. Babylon Bee. Love it.
This is an amazing Babylon Bee article. The headline is Hurricane Ravaged Florida Town Raises Ukrainian Flag So Congress Will Send Aid.
Well, and that's what our topic is all about today, everyone. We're going to be getting into the confusing facts around Elon Musk, him trying to offer some suggestions to stop the war between Ukraine and Russia, and the confusing reactions that make it seem like they don't want to stop the war at all. Surprise, surprise.
I think that's the most shocking thing. And then it's like right after this whole... Okay, so first let's... Well, okay, there's a couple things going on. One, we all like heard now... Elon wants to buy Twitter again. But this comes right after these tweets about Ukraine and Russia. So first, okay, let's show these Ukrainian tweets. This was like, this is one of the first, this is the first tweet that he had about this.
Let's try this then. The will of the people who live in the Donbass and Crimea should decide whether they are part of Russia and Ukraine.
So people were voting. Actually, that was the second. That was the second one. The first one is the if you go Elon's tweet. Yeah, that one, Lindsay. Sorry, talking to Lindsay. Pull up that one. So people were voting on this. And basically, he's just kind of like, here's one way to solve it. All right. And then this is like what, okay. It's, if you scroll down, there's some conversations going on. And then he says, Russia is doing partial mobilization. They go to full war mobilization. If Crimea is at risk. Death on both sides will be devastating. Russia has three times population of Ukraine. So victory for Ukraine is unlikely in total war. If you care about the people of Ukraine, seek peace. And then it's like Zelensky just like starts slamming Elon on Twitter.
Well, and Zelensky is just a circus monkey who does whatever they say. So I think, you know, he got a phone call from his daddy, who's probably George Soros. And daddy in any probably. Sense of that term may not be genetically. And he was told probably to fire on, you know, fire at Elon.
Yeah. And then he's like, which Elon Musk do you like more? One who supports Ukraine or one who supports Russia?
If I was Elon, I would have fired back with, which do you like more, bots who support Ukraine or people who support Russia?
That's
most of the poll was probably cool. Bots that, you know,
yeah,
were there.
So if my camera is a little bit blurry, I actually think it's more my connection right now. It's not that great. So that could be.
You're all right. It's okay. Fine. I haven't really noticed anything. Okay.
Yeah.
So, lots of things going on here. First is we should just talk really quickly about why all of a sudden Elon is going to buy Twitter and why all of a sudden that's back. After like a period of just silence on it for like 4 or 5 weeks, maybe even six.
It's been silent, right? I mean, it's been back and forth, right? First, it's like Elon's going to buy Twitter. Left all freak out. Elon doesn't want to buy Twitter because of the bots. Then Twitter actually doesn't want him to buy Twitter. Then Twitter sues Elon for not buying Twitter, and the left freak out for Elon not purchasing Twitter. Now Elon says he's going to purchase Twitter, and the left freaks out because he's purchasing Twitter.
But, you know, I think the most schizophrenic group on the planet right now are, and it hasn't always been this way, I don't think, but the most schizophrenic people on the planet right now are these liberals, like extreme liberals are
the
very
extreme liberals.
They can't tell their elbow from their bum. It's like, well, there's no, well,
if they don't want to call it the elbow, they don't have to call it the elbow, right?
Yeah. But my elbow identifies as an ass.
As your face.
Man, my elbow's going to kiss your face. it's strange. And I think really this is what's so dangerous about this is it's almost like a, it's weird, right? Like it's like a digital mafia of sorts, where whatever is the thing that's in, everyone just gets behind and supports with no thought of what it is or what it's going to do. And the only time that really happens is if people are being completely controlled by an outside dictator or like mafia henchman, right? Mm-hmm. Like the head of a mafia. So it's really strange. Like you don't have to, and even actually you could say that armies are like this. Like they don't have to agree. They just have to carry out tasks. But it is strange that people would be that unclear about what they're supporting all the time. It's bizarre.
It really is. And this whole thing is very interesting because, you know, obviously Twitter stock, they halted their shares, you know, and then last, I don't remember what, I think it was last week, we found this tweet that someone shared, a conversation between Jack Dorsey and Elon in like a text format. And basically they were talking about a new platform and Jack was like, it needs to be open source and one that doesn't, that can't be controlled by governments or corporations or big money or anything else, you know? So it's kind of fascinating because Elon agreed to this after this whole thing with Ukraine and Russia. And I think there's multiple ways of looking at this. Tim Pool was posting some stuff. Okay, here's a headline I'll read from Business Insider. Newly revealed private texts show Jack Dorsey tried to get Elon Musk involved with Twitter at least a year before the $44 billion deal. I trust you, Dorsey wrote. So this is kind of interesting because I have a very strong feeling that that Dorsey is probably backing this a lot. They probably had a lot of conversations, you know.
Well, he was, right? He's been pretty much out of the picture. But who knows what the future holds if Elon is at the helm, right?
Dude, I guarantee you he'll bring him back in on Twitter.
Yeah, to let him do an actual like normal job instead of being controlled by corporate scary people.
and there is an unconfirmed post going around saying that Elon wants the, Elon's point of view is like, Elon did have a tweet that said, if we're upsetting the far 10% on the left and the far 10% on the right, then we're doing something right. You know, it's like if both sides have equal amount of voice and they're both kind of upset, then it's like, that's a good thing because it shows that it's like being balanced and fair and allowing everybody to be on it. And so there was a thing saying that he wanted the more of the, I don't want to say extreme right, but more of the far right to come back on Twitter. So
Twitter to deserve public trust, it must be politically neutral, which effectively means upsetting the far right and the far left equally. True.
It is true because then it's like everyone's, you know, everyone has a fair thing with this. Like, I don't know. This has been so strange. And, you know, and like Cat Turd, who has like, you know, the famous Twitter account, the cat, whatever that is. But
Cat Turd.
Yeah. But anyway, he lost. I just saw that. He just made a tweet just now saying he lost 11,000 followers and more people are responding to him saying, I lost about 7,000 in the past hour. People are like, yeah, I lost more.
Are getting cleaned out probably.
So that's kind of, so Cat Turd is like saying, I don't know if it's just affecting like, you know, conservative accounts, but I have a feeling this is probably all across the board. And Twitter right now is probably freaking out and deleting behind the scenes and burning papers or whatever they need to do, because it's like if Elon, it's like I don't. This is such in a way, it's kind of this genius move, where it's like I want to buy Twitter. Everyone's against it. Then it's like, you know, you call out the bots, and then everyone's blaming Elon for not buying it, and then they're suing him, and then he's just coming out saying, "Okay, I'll buy it then." But
I wonder what this means. Also, after this, I really want to look at that tweet between him and the CEO of Twitter, where he just asks him like a really funny one-line question after he gets a long response from him. I won't say what it is yet, but what do you think this means? Do not let ancient grudge break to new mutiny.
That's interesting. I could be referring to a lot of things.
Yeah, well, like
it's very ambiguous. it's like, is it referring to Ukraine and Russia? Is it referring to right?
I mean, it must be Democrats to Twitter, right?
Or Twitter.
But when did he tweet this?
October 2nd. Okay, so he didn't announce he was going to buy it yet. and he didn't talk. Yeah, I don't know what he's talking about. It's very interesting. Is that from? Oh, someone says it's a line from Romeo and Juliet. I don't know. I don't know if that's true or not. Lindsay can look into it. But, you know,
there must be context there.
Yeah. And I know, like, a lot of people have different opinions about Elon. You know, this is like I see both sides criticizing him. It's like, it's Elon. Yeah, he does want to put chips in our brains, you know, and we're going to get into that a little bit later. But I think that for the most part, you know, he's, from my understanding, from everything that I've seen, from all the research that I've done with this and really looked into him over the last few years, he looks like he's kind of operating outside of the global cabal, like say. And Rob, I'm going to hear your opinion on this and what you think about this too, because for one, he's not being invited to any of their like organizational parties. They're like more so they're like the climate change conference. They invited all these car companies except for Elon. You know, the Saudi Arabia came out really criticizing him for purchasing Twitter, because that Saudi Arabian prince, not the one who's in power now, who's actually more of the good side, the previous one who was like working with the Bushes and all that stuff, Bentalai Ali Weed, I think his name is. He's the one that actually owns majority shares of Twitter. And that was unofficially because he bought those shares before they went public in 2012. So, you know, and I think that Elon really knows a lot of this. And I think that he just doesn't want to see, you know, he has his own understandings of things, but I think he just doesn't want to see the world going to World War III, which is what's potentially happening. And he's seeing it all unfold. And he's understanding that how the left really pushed him out. He's not even on the right. But Rob, what do you think about Elon?
I've been watching him pretty closely for a while too. And here's what I've kind of worked out. I think there are a ton of CEOs and high-level people that are in the game, you know, part of the cabal, using the things that they're doing to push agendas. What I think about Elon is that he's one of these people that's like, who doesn't want to make a lot of money? Everybody wants to make a lot of money, especially the cabal wants to make sure that there's a lot of like that their coffers are full, right? Mm-hmm. Elon Musk arrives on the scene. It's an opportunity to have a person who has like a sort of like Tony Stark personality to run a few gigantic corporations, and it makes everything better for a lot of different reasons. And who doesn't like that? You know, the shareholders like it. Everything that he's doing is pushing technology forward really, really fast, which it goes completely along with their agenda, with their fourth industrial revolution agenda. So it's very possible that Elon is one of these like very, very few people that has pretty much stayed outside to some extent. I'm sure he's seen stuff. I'm sure he's been involved in stuff, but he may have been able, like Trump, to keep himself outside of it to some extent. And this is like a good thing as a cover for the cabal operating behind the scenes, because if there are a few of these people that are wild cards that don't know as much as other people that are behind the scenes doing things, it actually allows for them to maintain cover and do what they're doing at these meetings and all of that stuff. So I think in his case, really, it's pretty clear that he's, you know, he's operating outside of the normal cabal, you know. Anyway, mm-hmm. So it looks like, yeah, this, let me see if this is it.
That was from Romeo and Juliet. That quote. Yeah, but I mean, he's obviously saying it referring to something very specific.
Lindsay, scroll up. So this guy, Agrawal, who is the Twitter CEO. Yeah, can you scroll up higher? Thanks. Oh, no, way too high. Just the paragraph before what you had highlighted. Okay. I can't tell if this is where, Lindsay, I just need it, the paragraph right above. Yeah, okay, good. So there. a valid question or not. Okay, so this is his whole tweet. I wish we could have found the tweet because it's, or the image of, sorry, it's not a tweet. The image of the interaction between them over text is really funny. But it's basically this guy, Grawl, and he says, blah, blah, blah.
And he's the CEO of Twitter, right now?
Yeah, this doesn't actually show it. Sorry, guys, this doesn't show it. So if we can find the actual exchange, it will be easier. But he sends Elon this really complicated question. Here it is. Okay. You are free to You are free to tweet, is Twitter dying or anything else about Twitter? But it's my responsibility to tell you that it's not helping make Twitter better in the current context. Next time we speak, I'd like to provide you perspective on the level of internal distraction right now and how it's hurting our ability to do work. I hope the AMA will help people. I don't know what that is. Will help people to get to know you, to understand why you believe in Twitter and to trust you. And I'd like the company to get to a place where we are more resilient and don't get distracted, but we aren't there right now. Elon Musk, what did you get done this week?
AMA means ask me anything.
I hope to ask me anything. Oh, I see.
Yeah. So it's, in other words, it's like he's saying you should do like an ask me anything people to know you, you know? And then he's like, what did you get done this week? I'm not joining the board. That is a waste of time. Then Elon says, we'll make an offer to take Twitter private. So this is the first time that he's like talking about buying Twitter.
Well, yeah. And I think like this will be like Twitter's stocks will go up massively if Elon takes over.
Well, yeah, it did, you know, because Elon said that at the time when Elon bought it, when he said he was going to buy it, which I actually bought some Twitter stock at the time, it was floating around. I think they capped it off at like $49 or something. And then he said he was going to buy it for 54, and then you couldn't buy any more stock after that. Then when everything started happening and he decided not to do the deal, Twitter stock dropped from about $50 to $30. And then it's been slowly kind of like picking back up a little bit. And then when he just announced this, it just jumped back up to $49. But then again, it got capped. Yeah. So, I mean, it's kind of interesting. And this is why Tim Pool had a tweet today. Well, this is Cat Turd right here. And Cat Turd, like, Elon and Musk is buying Twitter. Stocks went up so high, they halted the trading. And that was like very fast because I saw the original post was from Bloomberg. They actually broke the story, but they said from an unnamed source. So it wasn't actually directly from Elon. But then later I found the actual letter that was sent in by his lawyers saying that he's now, the parties involved agreed to buy Twitter at the original offer at $54. So, and then Tim Pool on Twitter says, basically he's kind of talking about Elon buying Twitter, and he says, conspiracy theory, Elon's feud tanks Twitter stock. Elon friends buy stock up at a discount rate. Elon then abruptly agrees to buy Elon's friends, retain their shares and deal to take Twitter private, reducing Elon's total liability. So he's basically saying that he kind of thinks this could be a whole setup where Elon was doing this to make his friends rich. But I honestly don't think that's the case here because, for one, he knows he's being watched by a hawk by the FCC and like everybody else. So SEC. It's like, I don't really think he would do this if he thought there were any way to get in trouble. And I really don't think he had any intentions to backing out. I think once the bots started getting like buzzworthy and all that coming out, and then Twitter refusing to announce how many bots they had, which they were originally like, oh, it's just less than five, but then someone did an independent study on just Biden's account and said that half of his followers are bots. And then we have the Warner Brothers for the Zack Snyder cut of Justice League, right?
Ben, hold that thought. Let's do a trailer right now, and then I want to hear about that because I actually haven't heard. Anyway, we're talking about weaponized science tonight, right? And as well as strange events happening in the world. If you like that kind of topic, you'll be really interested in the transhumanism series we have on Rise.TV. You'll see Ben and me set out on a transhumanism tour to find the truth about programmable monkeys. But then we discover the explosive hidden history of eugenics, modern day Terminator technology already existing, cyborgs, hybrids, DNA hacking, and social manipulation. It's pretty crazy. Plus, you'll hear the complicated transhumanist agendas of famous figures like Darwin, Hitler, Elon Musk, Margaret Sanger, Jeffrey Epstein and his gigantic head, Francis Crick, the Huxleys, and sentient robots. So check out this trailer for our Edge of Wonder series all about it.
Part ape, part human hybrid, cyborgs and Terminator technology already existing, sentient robots becoming indistinguishable from people. No, it's not the plot of the newest Matrix movie. This is our reality, a transhumanist one. How does transcending humanism tie into eugenics, Darwinism, and even cloning? Is there any part of our world that transhumanism hasn't touched? Is resistance futile? How can we rage against the machine?
Well, hey, if you guys are listening to the Edge of Wonder podcast, if you could, please leave us a 5-star rating and review. We'd really appreciate it. It'll help us reach a lot more people with their algorithm and stuff. So thank you.
Yeah. And you guys just saw the trailer for our transhumanism series, and you can find that plus so much more on Rise.TV. We have, I don't even know how many series that we have on there, but we have a lot. And that's definitely one of them. And we were actually on Steve Bannon actually after we did that whole series promoting it and talking all about it. And there's so much in those four episodes that we did. And it's never ending. Transhumanism is a topic that's just always, there's always new things coming out, and especially related to what Biden is doing, which we're going to get into on Rise TV, because it talks about all the stuff that's happening with Moderna too. So be on the lookout for that when we get over on Rise TV. But okay.
Well, yeah. So we were just talking about before the break. Yeah. You want to, what was that all about?
Well, yeah. So like, you remember Rolling Stones really exposed it. There was a private study done with the Zack Snyder release of the Justice League.
Yeah, I remember that.
And they found that it was bots that actually were promoting it in the beginning and got it viral. And then Warner Brothers decided to do it. Now, I'm still kind of on the fence of that one, but then it's like, okay, we'll take that one step further. Like, what about the whole Russia collusion thing? What about like all this stuff that's going on? And like the media, the main thing the media is now using is Twitter to promote and use any agenda, right? It's like someone comes out, someone says something, everyone goes into a frenzy about attacking one person that says something on Twitter. And then you don't hear from the other side because it's all being suppressed. And so Twitter is a very unfair network. And just today, the Google App Store removes Truth Social from their apps, from their app, and the website was down for a little bit. I don't know if it's still working or not, but it was down.
The Truth Social. And Truth Social's never been on Android, has it?
Well, that's what I'm saying. They
were just at Google.
Google, yeah, which would be on the Android phone, right? But maybe you're right.
I thought Google was its own thing.
Google and Android. Well, Android runs on Google App Store.
Oh, okay.
So, and then of course Apple has their own App Store. But yeah. So I thought that Truth Social was now on the Android phones, but I guess Google's now blocking it. So anyway, you know, and then of course it's like, then really with this whole nuclear war thing, and everyone is very worried about this, and we're just all a bunch of crazy conspiracy theorists if we like talk about it, you know. My camera's messed up. It's like, just how when we, you know, it's when we were taught, it's like, this just drives me crazy, because the same people that were criticizing us when we were making our videos saying Biden is eventually going to make the vaccine, he's going to mandate the vaccine. And everyone was like, no, he's not going to mandate the vaccine. You're crazy conspiracy theorists. And then a few months later, he mandates the vaccines. And this is why I'm so worried. It's like I keep seeing these memes that's like, conspiracy theorists are always like 3 weeks to 3 months ahead of what the news is reporting right now.
Sometimes so, years ahead.
Yeah. So I'm a little bit worried. I am a little bit worried about this, because Russia's not going to step down, and I don't really know exactly what's going to happen. They're obviously not looking for peace. The people behind this, the global cabal, doesn't want peace. So,
Elon, we already looked at Elon responding to Zelensky, right? So there's a few other things on here.
Mm-hmm. So the money that's being sent over to Ukraine.
Yeah, what's up with that?
So I was looking into this because I really want to know what's going on, especially like with the hurricane right now. And you know, I'm like at ground zero, literally. I'm not right there right now, but my home is there. But so I found a New York Times article in May that was breaking down the $54 billion that we've sent over to Ukraine so far that year. And it was saying like where each of these billions was going to and what it was doing. This is in May, $54 billion. I couldn't even find a complete total. Now, everyone's just talking about what we're sending over now, not how much collectively we sent over. But according to DevEx.com, with their, they've been tracking how much money we've sent over, and it's now over $100 billion just this year that we sent to Ukraine. And I really wish I knew. And then Biden today announced that we're sending over another $625 million.
I don't know where he thinks this money is coming from. This is bizarre. It's like all of our money. At least a portion of it is our tax money, right? So
completely. And I was trying, you know, okay, granted,
I would like to calculate how much does the government even make from our taxes in a year? It's not even that much. So then how are they?
Yeah. And then today they announced that we are now collectively at like $31 trillion debt. It was like 31 or 32. I can't remember the exact number, but I think it was like $31 trillion. Like it went up, you know, and it's like, well, geez, because we're like giving money to every other country. And it's like, I would like to know, you know, now with the hurricane, and they're saying that this could be the costliest hurricane ever in American history. I don't see any countries willing to say like, here's, you know, hey, we gave Ukraine $100 billion. Can we have like maybe $5 billion of that to put back into our own like people that are struggling right now? I highly doubt that's ever going
to happen. Yeah, I mean, exactly. It's like you have all of that destruction down in Florida, and Biden is giving $646 million to Ukraine. Like, he's, look at him. He's asleep at his phone right there. He fell asleep writing.
Seriously. It's probably ordering pizza, actually. this to me, and this happened today, like during the hurricane, like with all the stuff that's happening with the hurricane, and hearing what I'm hearing about the hurricane. And it's like, dude, come on, seriously? Like,
think about also like how much 12, like we were just looking at where the money was being spent from those billions sent over. And it was like 12.5 billion for weapons. Think about how much, how far $12 billion would take you. It can't be all be being put into, it can't all be being put into weaponry.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Like, there has to be a bunch of people pocketing this. There's no way that $12.5 billion went into weaponry and they're this bad at war.
It's seriously, seriously. It doesn't make any sense to me either.
9.4 economic support fund. Oh, for who? Nancy Pelosi? Her economic Probably. Support fund?
Yeah, an economic. In the Clintons' pockets. Yeah,
food assistance, healthcare, and other aid. Do the Ukrainians really need that? Like, I don't think much has changed for them.
No.
Right? Hardly anything. So it's like, why is $7 billion going into food, healthcare, and other aid when nothing's really happened?
Yeah. And then you have the left criticizing Elon Musk because someone was like, $6 billion will end world hunger. Why doesn't Elon just give us $6 billion, you know, to the world?
And why doesn't Biden hunger? Put $6 billion towards ending world hunger if he's so willing to give, you know, 190 million or billion or whatever it is to Ukraine? Like,
I hate to be choosing sides here when it comes to left and right, because honestly, I don't like to consider myself on the left. On the right, definitely not on the left, but it's like, I don't understand how people cannot rationally think through this. Oh, wait a minute. You know, the same people that are criticizing Elon Musk for not buying Twitter, then buying Twitter, and now buying Twitter now again, are the same people that are criticizing him for not giving $6 billion away to cure world hunger. And then it's like the same people are like, yeah, we need to give more money to Ukraine. Like billions of dollars is fine. And it's like, here, you know, we'll just use our own taxpayer dollars to do it. Meanwhile, we just had like the biggest disaster that ever hit the US. And it's like, I know Biden is like, okay, we're going to have FEMA and all this stuff. But guess what? Okay, so because I got affected by this hurricane and my house is there and everything else, I went on the FEMA website. The very first question it asked me was, what was my race? And if I was a Latin American like descent or something like that.
Could you put other and then fill in your race? Like I identify as a Dingleberry or something?
It was like, yes, no, or I don't want to answer. And I put, I don't want to answer. But then the next question was, what is your race? It's like, this is so stupid. This is the very first question, you know, of this entire thing. Like, this is ridiculous, you know? So I don't know. It's crazy. I mean, I do know somebody I talked to the other day who actually lost their whole home. So, and there's like some fans that were affected too. Some of their businesses. Yeah. I've been kind of talking to people. So it's pretty crazy. And I'm just kind of waiting to see what's going to happen with this, you know, and I just hope that I still can't believe Biden he tweeted something out when the hurricane was like kind of hitting, but he hasn't said anything about Florida. And it's like, I'm sure this whole political thing has to do with it, you know, between him and Ron DeSantis. But I'm sorry, Rob, what were you going to say?
Nothing. I mean, I was just thinking about how sucky that is that we have fans that had their homes like affected. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think you need to get down there and check out your,
that's what I want to do. I want to check out my place and I want to like see firsthand really what is going on. We have that drone. So I was going to use the drone, get some pretty good footage and stuff at least. But, the stories I'm hearing, it's a little bit different from what the news is saying. Although I have to admit, aside from the climate change agenda from CNN, they're one of the only people media that are there that's like reporting live down there, because I don't think I think they were there before it all happened actually. So I have been kind of like, although they haven't been telling the whole story, especially with Pine Island and stuff. So I want to get down there and just like really find out.
Yeah. So Kevin and DX said, didn't Kamala or Kamala, whatever the heck her name is, mentioned that relief should be based on equity.
Yep. And she did. Yeah, she did. And it's like, no, dude, it should be based on who needs. I don't care what race you are. It's like, who needs this more? Did you lose your home? Or you still have your home? It's like
we're talking about people dying. Like, yeah, help people. Seriously. Stop having this conversation. Like, just help people and then work out what race they are and at what level of strata they are after.
It's racist to just even ask, what is your race? It's like, to me, that is a racist.
It's completely racist. That's what's so weird about it, is this reverse racism stuff is like so racist.
It is.
Like, not allowing white people into an area is segregation. We grew out of that, remember? Like, we stopped doing that specifically because it's retarded. And then you people just fall right back into the trap and using communism as a shield, honestly.
That's exactly it. I mean, yeah, and we all know that, you know, this whole agenda being pushed, but still, it's just kind of, it's crazy. It's just kind of like, you know, it's like,
well, Ben, we're gonna do another trailer here. Mm-hmm. We've been talking about the war tonight on this Edge of Wonder Live, but in all of our research, we found there's a more covert kind of war that's been waged on people for generations, and that is the war on children. In our series, Ben and I exposed the astonishing truth about how children are being programmed and groomed by hidden sexual content and subliminal messages. And check out this trailer for the breakdown of Disney, Warner Brothers, Discovery, and Paramount Global to find out about the war on children and its weapon that's right in your own home. The television.
The TV. Roll it.
There's a war on children, and its weapon is right in your own home.
In this critical series from Edge of Wonder, we expose the astonishing truth about how children are being programmed and groomed with hidden sexual content and subliminal messages.
Did you know that today's children's programming is full of sex and sexual themes?
From erotic animation in Disney classics to behavior manipulation in modern Pixar, from Nickelodeon and Cartoon Network's questionable themes to media, movies, and more. This is a bigger pattern of hidden nudity, sexual innuendos in cartoons, and normalization of pedophilia that can't be ignored.
After this video, you'll see why it's a spiritual battle for our children's morality and why we think parents should have all the facts to make the ultimate choices for their own kids.
This is War on Children.
Well, you guys, if you're watching the podcast right now, please make sure to give us 5 stars so we can reach more people. Thank you.
Yes. And thank you for listening and watching. And if you're watching on Rumble, please subscribe to our Rumble channel so we can keep that going and keep growing for everybody who's watching. And what you just saw, that's on our Rise.tv platform, which you can subscribe for $9.99 a month. Again, it's Rise.tv, and we have all of our series that Rob and I produce, not live, but these are our produced shows on Rise TV, because it takes a lot to produce each one of these episodes. And so we always release the first one in the series on Rumble, which you can watch, and then the rest of the series are on our platform. So please come
almost
over.
Always.
Depending. Almost always, yeah.
But anyway, this is what's so weird about Elon basically saying, like, hey, this is what we can do to try to find some peace, you know, like being active about looking for peace within this war that's happening on the planet right now. You know, Zelensky, who's, you know, leading, quote unquote, leading Ukraine right now, starts firing back. Meanwhile, we have media reports that are basically telling us that a nuclear war might actually help things along. When has a nuclear bomb going off ever helped anything? Like, look, from 2011, there's this article here. Could a small nuclear war reverse global warming? This is bizarre. That's really weird. And yeah, of course, this is a long time ago. But the point is like, they're so confused about global warming. It's pathetic, you know?
Completely, completely. Now, granted, the fact checkers are starting to come in because they're like, no, you're sharing an article come from 2011, you know? But it's like, yes, but it is pretty relevant today, considering that this is what blows my mind. It's like, if truly people did not want a nuclear war, you would think that all these leaders, that Biden and all these leaders would come together, NATO, all this stuff would be like, okay, what do we need to do to honestly de-escalate this and bring peace in, or at least find some kind of common ground, you know, with this? Like maybe both sides don't necessarily win, but it's like we can figure out something to resolve this. So but there's some kind of peace treaty.
If peace occurred there, then how would they line their pockets with all of those billions of dollars that Biden is sending over there?
From our blood and sweat tear money that we've
made. You know what Ukraine is?
Throwing away.
Ukraine is that weird cell phone shop on Broadway in New York City that never makes any money, but somehow they stay open all the time. You know which one I'm talking about.
Exactly what you're talking about.
Every time you walk by that place, you're like, yeah, you guys are laundering. Who are you laundering for, really? And how are you on Broadway?
Yeah,
right near where Fifth and Broadway meet.
So true. And it's like, what exactly are you selling? And it's like shady stuff.
That's Ukraine right now. Ukraine is literally the world's laundromat. Clean that money.
There's actually a lot of memes about that too. About like, I think it was like a meme of Kamala Harris or something in a laundromat with the Zelensky and giving,
you know, Ben, as fucking long as we've been doing this, it still warms my heart when you called her Carmella.
Did I say Carmella here just now? Yes. What? Are you serious?
You said Carmella or Carmella or something.
Oh my God, dude. Kamala. I don't know why I do that. I don't know what I'm thinking.
You know, maybe. I don't mind. I'm in support of it. Actually, you should call her something different every time. Just
Okay, Rob, did you, since we're on this whole, there it is. Yeah, that's the meme.
Yeah, 10%
about
for the big guy. Nancy's got
and Zelensky. Yeah, 10% for the big guy. That's,
why are you dressed like that? Like
what?
With like, look at him. He's supposed to be a president of a country.
Yeah.
And he's dressed like he's got like a hoodie on.
Yeah, he's dressed like he's going to
in cargo pants. Like well, he's kind of military-ish, but
he's an actor. He's a comedian, so I was thinking it looks like he's in a movie. And he basically is. Oh my God. And then BBC had a photo that it was like a news piece, but I think it might have been only in Japan, but it was like one of their correspondents like giving this like interview or thing on the ground in Ukraine, like, oh, we're being shot at and everything else, but in the distance you just see this woman walking her dog in a distance. it's like oh my God, I know for sure because I know somebody over there who went back over there, and it's like it is a war zone literally. But it's like they're going to places that isn't the war zone. And then the question is like, where is this money really going to? Who is this going to? You know, but it's like, obviously they're not going to send real news crews into the really bad areas because that's just not what they're doing. So who knows if that was even Ukraine? That's the big question. This is it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is hilarious. I saw this earlier. The famous fake news outlet BBC reporters reported the tense scene of the shootout. However, in the distance, a woman took her dog for a walk, another woman was carrying luggage, and others. BBC is not a media, but a drama agency.
That's you know, now granted, this does, like, behind her, the building looks kind of like shabby and, you know, who knows, but it's like,
it's not a building. It's a bridge.
Yeah.
It's like a walking bridge.
Oh yeah. You're right. It is.
He just found some pathway off of a main road.
Yeah.
And he ducked in it and started filming.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And this could have been like something that was hit a while ago, but they're not doing it. And then it's like, oh yeah, we need to give more money to Ukraine. It's like, this is why, you know, I'm worried that the media will just kind of forget about the hurricane and move on to other things. And that's why I'm like, we got to keep this relevant because there's so much happening down there. But I'm just really glad we have DeSantis in Florida because he's really making sure things get done. Dude, they're building a bridge in record time. No one's ever seen a bridge being built this fast in the U.S. at least. So, you know, and if it was up to Biden and just making him decisions, I mean, he's still in Puerto Rico. So, you know, Florida would have not been on his mind at all if he has a mind. But, but so did you see or have you read, Seth and I went over this a little bit on Friday, but Putin's full script that he said coming in like just a couple like last earlier it was late last
no no, no. Hit us with that. What's that?
There was a lot of things that he said, but he gave this speech and honestly it's like even so hard to like pull out short little things because some of what he says is just so right on, you know. Now granted, I'm not saying that he's like a good guy or white hat or anything, you know. Again, all these guys,
times like those when you have to remember that Putin was the KGB agent who was very familiar with propaganda tactics.
Exactly.
Very, very familiar.
Yeah.
So it's not about talking poorly about Putin or about anyone else. It's more just keep your trust at a distance, because usually it's not, there's usually not in the realm of politics someone you can fully trust.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah, I mean,
that hasn't really existed at all, actually. Like Trump is kind of one in a million, I would say, in that way. Like, you know.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. I mean, he called basically what's going on in Ukraine a neo-Nazi coup d'etat. And he said this all started in 2014. Then he's really, really criticizing the West. So this is like really, let me repeat that the dictatorship of the Western elites targets all societies, including the citizens of Western countries themselves. This is a challenge to all. This complete reunification of what it means to be human, the overthrow of faith and
renunciation.
Renunciation. I'm sorry. Yes. Yeah. Renunciation of what it means to be human, the overthrow of faith in traditional values and the suppression of freedom are coming to resemble a religion in reverse, pure Satanism, exposing false messiahs. Jesus Christ said in the Sermon on the Mount, "By their fruits ye shall know them." And then he goes on to say, "These poisonous fruits are already oblivious to people."
Obvious
to people. And not only in our country, but in all countries, including many people in the West itself. And then why don't you read this next part, Rob?
Sure. The world has entered a period of a fundamental revolutionary transformation. New centers of power are emerging. They represent the majority of the international community. They are ready not only to declare their interests, but also to protect them. They see in multipolarity an opportunity to strengthen their sovereignty, which means gaining genuine freedom, historical prospects, and the right to their own independent, creative, and distinctive forms of development to a harmonious process.
Yeah, and then he goes into the Nord Stream intentional gas pipelines, and he was like, you know, this was like someone blew this up on purpose. It's the destruction of Europe's entire energy infrastructure. And then he says, it's clear to everyone who stands to gain. Those who benefit are responsible, of course. So it's pretty insane. And then like he also says, he's talking about the West, and then he's like, we in how the schools in the West are, and he's like, we want our schools to impose on our children from their earliest days in school perversions that lead to he's asking this question: do we want perversions that lead to denigration and extinction? Do we want to drum into their heads the idea that certain other genders exist along with women and men to offer them gender reassessment surgery? Is that what we want for our country and our children? This is all unacceptable to us. We have a different future of our own.
Yeah, I mean, so he's really honing in on the conservative, and I'm going to call this rhetoric, not because I don't agree, but because I just want to keep trust at an arm's length here with this guy.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I mean, because deep down, I mean, he's still promoting communist ideologies, because that's at heart.
The thing.
Yeah.
He's partnering with the Chinese Communist Party. He was a communist. He was a KGB agent and has talked before about bringing the old days back. So what, you know, if you are going to make a stance here, it would make sense to align yourself with the right wing when they're the ones that are the most persecuted right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is honestly, I hate to say this, but this is what happened in Germany. It was the right wing that was utilized, the nationalists that were utilized to basically create a situation in Nazi Germany. So we just need to be on our toes when we're listening to things like this. Just because he says words or includes something from Jesus doesn't mean it wasn't calculated in there. Doesn't mean that he didn't think that through. Mm-hmm. I think that's the main thing.
Yeah. Although it's crazy, I mean, and he's really, you know, as he goes on to it, he's like, billions of people are, you know, kind of under the heel of this thing is kind of what he's talking about, and almost like brainwashed. But yeah, but then, I mean, when he talks the West, he's really referring to this global cabal that's like talking about Satanism. But again, as you said, Rob, it's like he's still acting within the system of.
I think what people don't really get is that we're watching like the Game of Thrones right now. There's just different families out there, and they all have their own interests, and they're all striving for the throne, you know, and they do things in their way using the power that they have within their little, or the strengths that they have within their little communities to do that. Mm-hmm. This isn't necessarily like, you know, all these guys are claiming they're good guys and they're fighting the evil of the world. But are they good guys? I mean, yeah.
Don't know. Yeah. Well, we're going to need to jump off here. We still have a lot to talk about. Ashley Biden was trending today on Twitter. And we are going to talk a little bit about that, and then how that actually kind of relates in some aspects to the all the bio transhumanism biotech.
Well, you guys, we're about to leave Rumble and head over to rise.tv, where we're going to explore the details that you'll only hear on our private platform. Question is, do you think Elon has the robots to stop World War III and change the future? Why is Biden making a transhumanism related executive order? Well, you're not going to want to miss this discussion, because we have a unique perspective that you're definitely going to want to hear. So join us on rise.tv for just $9.99 a month and support our work. You'll get to ask us your questions during the live Q&A, which is pretty awesome, usually is. And don't forget that your support lets us do these deep dives and bring you the truth that the censors don't want you to hear. And if you're listening to our podcast, remember to support us over there. Leave us a 5-star rating. So now check out this trailer for Trance, a new movie streaming on Rise.tv that shares information about MKUltra mind control and human slavery by telling the personal story of one alleged victim. And then join us on Rise.tv for the rest of tonight's live show. We'll see you over there.
It was so hard to come running out of a hell that nobody believed existed. My name is Kathy O'Brien, and I'm a survivor of MKUltra mind control. The MKUltra program was to ultimately control the minds of the population for implementing what Adolf Hitler first termed the New World Order. when girls reached age 30, they were murdered or they were sacrificed. I was going to be killed as well. I was to go out in a blaze of glory and be burned alive. I'm so fortunate that an intelligence insider who saw the kind of corruption that was going on in the highest levels of government decided to take action and rescued me and saved my life so that we could begin to expose what was being done.
Wow, that trailer. Some crazy, crazy stuff. I'm really looking forward to watching that. I actually haven't seen that yet. Ben, have you seen that yet?
I have not. I've been really wanting to see it, but I have not seen it just
yet. Yeah, that's on my agenda this week for sure.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, her story, though. I mean, I've been following her for a while. And yeah, I know Seth. I don't know if Seth had her on her show yet or if he was going to have her on the show, but he's planning to do that. So, yeah, and kind of like, you know, that's why I kind of thought since we're talking about this movie and now it's on our platform, you guys can all watch it on Rise TV. Well, I guess like everyone here is on Rise TV right now, but Ashley Biden, this came out in the news.